You know, the other day I heard this quote, something about when people have a fear of, they have a fear of failure. Well, they already fail if they don't try. And I believe that that's true. And another quote I read, something like, don't be afraid of failure because you don't fail. You do not fail when you try. Or I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I guess what I'm saying is when you get downvoted, I let downvotes affect my singing, my practicing. Just because some people didn't like my performance. And I feel that it's a cowardice move to downvote somebody and then just not even say anything about why you didn't like it. I think it's cowardice. And that's why I really never downvote anybody. The only time I ever would downvote somebody is when they were blatantly being rude to somebody else, you know? I've always been like, hey, support the underdog kind of person. But yeah, the other day I chose a song, Favorite Crime, and I still love that song, but it was downvoted. And then just somebody probably out of the kindness of their heart, pity vote, right? Said they liked it. And I quite fancy the song. I quite fancied my performance, actually. But I guess you're kind of partial to your own voice and you believe in yourself. And you hope that other people believe in you. But it's really, I mean, really, it's not that critical that other people necessarily support you. I mean, you always want support. I think that's a natural human trait to want, number one, to want to share, but also to be supported and validated. That's why humans created social media. Well, it could have been a moneymaker. That's why they did it. They created it. But beyond that, there is a need, a human need. Have you ever seen the movie Into the Wild? I can't remember the guy's name. Was it Jack Chanless or something? I should have prepared. He wanted so badly to go into the wild, and then he realized that once he got there, it wasn't that fun. Because he couldn't share his happiness with anybody. And I think that's why a lot of us are on here, is we like to share our happiness and our triumphs. And singing would be one of those types of things where you feel triumphant when you actually practice a song and you feel like you nailed at least some of the notes. We're not professional singers. We're not mixing tracks in the studio and doing retake after retake after retake after retake, and then mixing all those different clips and all that. We're not doing that. This is the raw and the real. This is the raw and the real, people. Come on. And when I listen to people on the subreddit singing, which I have sort of a love-hate relationship with it, I love to support people. They may not have the perfect performance, but I definitely hear raw talent in a lot of people's voices. Some voices I'm not very fond of, but that is personal preference. Just like I don't like every singer out there. I don't like every band. But if you can hear something really nice in somebody's voice, why not say it? Even if you liked 50% or 25% of their performance, why would somebody not say something? I don't know. I don't have good results on that subreddit. And I already said I will never post on there again. Just because of the lack of communication. That's what it is. Or the lack of positive communication. Yeah, that's why I don't go there. Those are my thoughts for today. Try not to abuse your power, 'cause power isn't pain.